You know, today's a day filled with a lot of emotion for those of us in Caniac Nation. And as I thought about how do we welcome in November 12th, the day that has been marked on many of our calendars, the day that Cam Ward returns as a member of a team other than the Carolina Hurricanes. And I talked to some friends, and I said, you know, I want to write an article. I kind of want to put into words what I'm feeling, what this is, why this has been, you know, seemingly so important to all of us. And every time I started writing, I felt like I was too snarky, that the tone didn't come along. And based upon the suggestion of a couple of close friends, they said, hell with tone, do what you do, prop up behind the mic. So today I'm going to go kind of Caniac soliloquy without my podcast partner in crime here, and just take a few seconds to talk about the return of Cam Ward, the first and greatest son of your Carolina Hurricanes. You know, as the somewhat grizzled vet, I guess, of Section 328, the guy who's been sitting in the seats for the longest, save one other person up there, I've seen a lot of names and a lot of faces come and go in this franchise, and seen a lot of things change. And one of the guys who has been there probably as long, if not longer, than just about anybody, has been Cam Ward. And as I stand here in the 328 Worldwide headquarters with this massive picture of Cam Ward saving the Fernando Persani shot in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, 3:42 on the clock, Corey Stillman and Justin Williams staring there, hoping that Cam can make that big toe save, I think about, why has today led up to what it is, right? We woke up this morning and Twitter was blowing up with mute Section 328, and are they going to chant Cam Ward, and are they finally just going to let him have it? Had conversations with some, you know, good friends over the weekend that says, yeah, everyone's, you know, we can't imagine actually booing Cam. And I don't know if we're actually booing Cam tonight, and that's kind of what I wanted to, I guess, get off my chest, right? It's not as much of who Cam Ward is. Cam Ward is a great citizen. He is a phenomenal father. He is a, gosh, what, 13-year National Hockey League veteran who has his name forever etched in the Stanley Cup. What Cam Ward is in my eyes, and I am simple one fan, Cam Ward was hope. After many long seasons of being an NC State fan and having hopes crushed, and many of those out there in our listening audience have spent their time, you know, potentially rooting for NC State and haven't seen much happiness since the early 80s. When the Carolina Hurricanes came to town, we started to see some glimmers of hope. We saw that first season and the playoff series against the New Jersey Devils, where everyone stood and clapped. And then we fast forward to 2002 and the miraculous run to the Stanley Cup final against a seemingly 20-player deep Hall of Fame team with the Detroit Red Wings. And then 2006 comes along, Martin Gerber, you know, doing great things, and a young unknown by the name of Cam Ward comes in opening night and stops Sidney Crosby and Mario Lemieux for a shootout win. And something was special with the kid. You know, from the first day we saw him, we knew he was special. And that season was special. We all know it culminated on June 19th. Rod Brind'Amour raises the Stanley Cup. Cam Ward wins the MVP. And it's really just an amazing feeling. You know, I sat in the stands and thought of my friend who, at that point, had recently lost his grandfather, who had spent 85 years waiting to see the Red Sox win a World Series and never saw it. And here I am within the first 10 years of my team's existence. I'm getting to experience the culmination of a miraculous season on top of the mountain, Game 7 at home. And I was filled with hope. I was filled with hope that this was the beginning of something special. It was represented by guys like Cam Ward. It was represented by guys like Eric Staal. 2007 didn't go as well. Oh, what the hell? Stanley Cup hangover. Long summer, long season, a lot of hurt, a lot of injuries. A couple of guys had moved on. You know, we let it go. 2009 happens again, and really another, you know, great run headed by Staal and Ward, and this was their first kind of big run, right? Rod Brendamore is on his way out, and there's Scott Walker and a bunch of young kids that have come up from Albany. But this was finally the time, right? The young next generation, Francis and Brendamore had passed this on to Ward and Staal, and they were going to be the stalwarts, the folks who were going to lead us for the next 10 years. And that was it. That was the last time these Carolina Hurricanes have reached the postseason. And we all know in hockey, you know, 50% of the, basically 50% of the teams go to the postseason. And we haven't been there now for 9+ seasons. And there was a lot of disappointing seasons in there. We can all point to the, you know, final day losses with Florida and Tampa to not make the playoffs. The team, you know, seemingly shitting the bed at the absolute worst possible moment. And not all of that goes on Cam Ward. But the reason it did fall to the guys like Cam and Eric is because they represented hope. We're not going to pin our hopes on the likes of, you know, Anton Babchuk and Chad LaRose. We know those are greater pieces to the puzzle. But guys like Cam Ward, guys like Eric Staal were going to be the guys that we could hitch our wagon to. And they were going to be the guys that we knew were going to give us that extra little bit of something that were going to get us over the hump, back to the playoffs, and potentially even back to the promised land of raising another Stanley Cup. It never happened. You know, Ward and Eric, you know, seemingly tied at the hip. Both quiet personalities who were definitely family first men, and for that I tip a cap and were phenomenal to them, but they were never the, you know, forward facing part of this franchise that seemingly so many of us fans wanted them to be. You know, at the heyday, you had Ron Francis and Rod Brendamore and, you know, the likes of Cole and Battaglia and Commodore, big personalities who were a lot of fun, people who we could connect with. Jeff O'Neill, for all of his, you know, downfalls. These were players that we could all connect with. And Cam Ward, and maybe it's just me personally, was one of those guys I just never fully connected with. They're, you know, goalies are weird. Goaltending is voodoo. But you want to connect to that player. And the two guys who were supposed to be the face of this franchise, who were going to be that hope that we were going to fall over or just follow with, was never quite lived up to at least my expectation. So as we make our way into the PNC Arena tonight, and we welcome Cam Ward back as a member of the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm sure Kane's Vision is going to do an absolutely phenomenal job of the tribute video, and I will stand and I will cheer and I will thank Cam for the single greatest sports memory of my life. But when the opportunity presents itself, as we do most goalies, we will do our best to goalie chant the hell out of the opposing goaltender. But this time it may be with a little bit of extra verve. And it's not because of Cam. It's not because of who he is. It's not because of what he's done. It's because of what we hoped he'd be. That hope that never lived up to what we thought it would be. And maybe that was, you know, maybe the expectations I had were too much. You know, there's bad goaltending. There's bad bounces. There's a lot of things that were outside of Cam Ward's, you know, Cam Ward's ability to control. I had a friend pull me aside this weekend and say, you know, what did you ever expect him to do? Do you expect him to quit the team? No, I didn't expect him to quit the team. He was signed. He was making good money. He was doing the best that he could. But what I wanted him to do is I wanted him to live up to my high and lofty expectations that he set for all of us on June 19th. And it never came to be. So when those of us who feel as such stand in section 328 and you know, give Cam Ward the goalie chant tonight, and maybe it's with a little bit of extra oomph, it's not because of Cam Ward, it's not because of who he was, it's because of what he represented, which was 10 years, 12 years if you count 07, 08 of of missed hopes, of lost expectations, of just knowing that we could have been better and we weren't. So that's kind of my soliloquy. As I, Chip Alexander from the Raleigh News and Observer posted up a great picture, really heartfelt, that, you know, today is the dad's trip with the Blackhawks, and to see Cam Ward's dad, see the giant banner that's up, that says, "Thank you, Cam," and the tunnels of the PNC Arena, was really touching. And you know, that there's this whole thing of family and how great of a family man is. And you've heard the tales of, you know, how close Cam is with his dad, and how just an amazing father Cam Ward is to his son and his family, and how they've taken care of him. And, you know, maybe I wanted Cam Ward to be my dad. Maybe I wanted Cam Ward to be that father that, you know, was never going to let me down. And it just felt like too many nights it was either him or the glove hand, which may have let us down. But tonight, I hope to be cathartic. I hope to get this out of my system and never once again have to blame Cam Ward for anything. I can move forward to blaming the current failures of goaltending on our team, and I'm sure what will be the future failures of goaltending on our team. But tonight's going to be cathartic. I'm going to get it out of my system. I appreciate you guys listening. For those of you who agree with me, let it out. Get it out. You know, let's, maybe tonight is that final expulsion of bad feelings that we all need to get out to move on with this team. Maybe tonight's just another game that we put up 50 shots and the opposing backup goaltender, you know, looks like a Vezina candidate, and we fall again below hockey 500. I don't know what tonight holds. I just know that after tonight, I'm hopeful that we can all move on. I'm hopeful that the Canes can win. I'm hopeful that we're playing hockey in late April. And I hope you guys don't stop listening. Until then, my name's Mike. Talk to y'all soon.